Bruchim Abayim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilige Zera Shimshin. Our shir today is being given as a schus for Refuah Shalema for Sora Bas Pina and Sora Bas Perel. May they have a Refuah Shalema min HaShamayim B'Karov and Arichas Yomim B'Shanim Tavos. We learn that a person that speaks Lashon Hara, Chas V'Shalom, could be visited by Negoim. It says in the Gemara in Erechin, whoever speaks Lashon Hara, Ein Lo Takana, there is really no rectification. Because as we learn in Tehillim, Yud Beis Dalet, Yachres Hashem Kol Sivsei Chalokos, Hashem will cut all the lips of those that talk with a smooth tongue. Misapre Lashon Hara. And with this we can understand why the Oinesh is that the person becomes a Mitzayra, a leper, and then needs to go Chutz L'machaneh. Why? Because the Inyan of Galus, the fact that they will go from one place and have to exit and go to another place, the Galus helps. Even Chas V'Shalom, a person was Chayiv Misa. As we learn in Brochos, Daf Nun Vav, that Bar Hedya was afraid because he was cursed. So he said, I'm going to go into Golos, I'm going into exile. The Amar Mar, Golos Mechaperes Avon. Exile has the power to atone for sin. The Rambam explains that when a person has to begin a new life in a new place, it's humbling. The experience will cause him to introspect, and he will certainly do tshuva. From the Gemara we learn that even if a person was Mechuyav Misa, he could still gain atonement, Kapara, through Golos. The one who has spoken Lashon Hara possibly could be Chayav Misa, as David HaMelech reminds us. That is the reason that the Negoim, that the Tzaras comes upon the person, so that the individual will have to go Chutz L'machaneh to Golos. And through that galus, through that exile, they will receive their kapara and be saved from death. It once happened in the days of the great Tsar Shalom of Bells that there was a yid in the city that by accident ate chametz on Pesach. The yid was brokenhearted. He ran to the Shalom Meshiv and asked him, what should I do? What tshuva should I do? The Shalom Meshiv told him, go to the Belzer Rebbe and he will instruct you. The Yid went to the Belzer Rebbe and the Belzer Rebbe told him that he should pack up his belongings and move to Eretz Yisrael, which he did. Sometime later, the Shalom Meshiv went to the Belzer Rebbe and inquired why the Belzer Rebbe had instructed him to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe answered him, it says, Golso Yehuda Meoni, that Bnei Yisrael went into Golos as a result of eating chametz on Pesach. Since this Yid has to go into Golos and leave his land, I suggest that at least let him go to Eretz Yisrael. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, we will be continuing with our Shir Nezer Shimshin tomorrow. I wish everybody Besuros Tavos, Yeshuas, V'Nechomos.